Welcome to worship on Sunday the 9th of May. Sing to the Lord a new song. Let the mountains quake.
We worship a God of wonder.
Sing praises to our God. Let the musicians join the heavenly chorus.
We worship a God of saving love.
Shout triumphantly to the Lord, all the earth. Let the seas roar and the rivers clap their hands.
We worship a God of majesty and might.
Come, worship the Lord. Author of every spiritual gift, bless us this day. May your Spirit fall upon us as we bring our worship. May your bountiful justice remake us as a righteous people. May your commandment to love one another transform our hearts of stone into hearts of flesh. Even during these troublesome times, may your praise be heard throughout the world, that all people might come together as one and bear the fruit of eternal life. Amen. Today's first Bible reading is from the final chapter of 1 John. The first letter of John was divided into five chapters, and the main theme of John's first letter is the importance of love in the Christian life. The final chapter also encourages belief and faith. John's letters are about practical Christian living. He emphasizes the importance of active participation. John, for example, prefers the verb believe to the noun faith. Both of these words come from the same root, but the word believe captures an active and dynamic force in a way that the word faith doesn't. John's favourite words, believing, knowing, loving, obeying, and overcoming, are all words that involve participation or action. Believing, knowing, loving, obeying, and overcoming are not just John's words and John's themes. They are the words and themes of the Gospel. John weaves these themes through one another. They're all interrelated. If we are to live the Gospel and to truly confess that Jesus is the Christ, then believing, knowing, loving, obeying and overcoming are the building blocks for life. John recognises that to live in this way is a real challenge because life involves more than words. Jesus also knew the challenge of living in this way. It cost him his life. Today's reading begins by linking two of John's best loved words, believing and knowing. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. John has a habit of putting believing and knowing together. In 1 John chapter 3, we read, "This is his command, to believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another as he has commanded us." According to John, the object of believing is the confession that Jesus is the Christ. John's response to question and doubt is not to rebuke or reprimand. Instead, he addresses the community as little children, in keeping with the spirit of this letter on love, written with love. Listen to the words of 1 John chapter 5, verses 1 to 6.
Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. This is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out his commands. In fact, this is love for God, to keep his commands. And his commands are not burdensome, for everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. He did not come by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth.
Let us pray. Source of love, you call us to love one another as Christ has loved us. But that can be a difficult thing. You promise us joy if we give ourselves to love. Yet we cling to hurts that rob us of the offered gift. You invite us to sing a new song and set our hearts free from the chains that bind us. Yet we cleave to familiar paths and old familiar ways. Heal us, O God. Pour out your Spirit upon us once more, that our lips may sing your praise and our hearts may leap with joy. Help us live as children of your love. Amen. Long ago, Jesus said to his disciples, "I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from God. You did not choose me, but I chose you." Jesus speaks these words to us today. Jesus forgives us and chooses us to be his friends, sharing his great work of love.
Make me a channel of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me bring your love. Where there is injury, your pardon, Lord. And where there's dark, true faith in you. Oh, Master, grant that I may never seek so much to be controlled as to control, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love with. let me bring hope. Where there is darkness, only light. And where there's sadness, ever joy. Oh, Master, grant that I may never see so much to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love with all my soul. Make me a channel of your peace. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, in giving of ourselves that we receive, and in dying that we're born to eternal life.
The second reading is from Acts chapter 10, verses 44 to 48.
While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit came on all who heard the message. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astonished that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on Gentiles, for they heard them speaking in tongues and praising God. Then Peter said, "Surely no one can stand in the way of their being baptized with water. They have received the Holy Spirit just as we have." So he ordered that they be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they asked Peter to stay with them for a few days.
As we try to interpret the scriptures, one of the great tasks is to try to get some understanding of the context in which the story or passage was written. The passage just read is the conclusion to the story of Cornelius, an officer of the Italian regiment and a pious Gentile God worshipper. Cornelius is praying when an angel from God tells him to invite Peter to his house. Around the same time, God challenges Peter in a vision to courageously step out in faith from his cultural comfort zone and learn that God does not show partiality to one group of people over another. Rather, in every nation, whoever worships God and does what is right is acceptable to God. Alongside our understanding of the background to a passage, our perspective is always influenced by our own circumstances. Today, as I hear the words of Peter read to us, "Surely no one can stand in the way of their being baptized with water," I am conscious of the fact that every Sunday since the reopening of our church building since lockdown, I've had a baptism, and I've several more arranged in the weeks to come. These are all children born during the pandemic, when there was a ban on baptisms. Today, COVID regulations still apply, and though I've had some practice, I'm still struggling to control the amount of water that flows from the bottle that I must now use to sprinkle water on the child's head instead of using my hand to lift a small amount of water from the font. One of the older versions of the New Testament has Peter asking the question, "Can anyone then withhold the water for baptizing?" A few parents may have discovered that I have certainly not withheld the amount of water poured on their child's head. Augustine described sacrament as an outward invisible sign of an inward and invisible grace. In baptism, water makes visible the work of the Holy Spirit. Can anyone deny the right to make visible the work of the Holy Spirit? Peter's question marks a moment of radical inclusion and acceptance into the early church of those who were not from a Hebrew background. This is a powerful moment of overcoming barriers between Gentiles and Jews. The fact that Peter orders the baptism suggest that some of the members of the early church were still in need of some persuasion to perform such a radically inclusive act. Living faith has many constituent parts. One aspect of living faith is believing. Another is belonging. It would be naive to think that believing always precedes belonging. The rituals, customs, and practices of the church are often more an expression of belonging than they are an ideological statement of faith and beliefs. At times like Peter, we have to courageously go where the Spirit of God takes us.
I but call your name. Will you go where you don't know and never be the same? Will you that my love be shown? Will you that my name be known? Will you that my life be grown in you and you in me? Yourself behind if I but call your name. Will you care for cruel and kind and never be the same? Will you risk the hostile stare? Should your life attract or scare? Will you let me answer prayer in you and you in me? Blinded see if I but call your name. Will you set the prisoners free and never be the same? Will you kiss the leper clean and do such as this unseen and admit to what I mean in you and you in me? Lord, your summons echoes true when you but call my name. Let me turn and follow you and never be the same. In your company I'll go. Will your love and footsteps show? Thus I'll move and live and grow in you and you in me.
Let us pray. Let us give thanks for the gifts of God's creating and redeeming love, the love that casts out all fear.
For the love that frees us to ask questions and explore, to frame doubts and investigate new possibilities.
For the love that enables us to marvel at our own existence, to ponder and remember, recognize our needs and affirm our purpose.
For the love that helps us to communicate with one another, to express trust and respect, share heartaches and visions, to convey empathy and mercy.
For the love that inspires us to encourage those around us, to affirm and build up, comfort and enlighten.
For the love that liberates us to celebrate the world around us in poetry and song, to delight in shapes and colours, awesome forces and deep mysteries.
For the love that encourages us to express our faith, for creeds and prayers, hymns and readings, discussion and conversation.
Above all else, we thank you for the love that allows us to admit that we have no words in which to adequately describe the process of faith in Christ, the awesome worship of our God, and the holy wonder of the Spirit.
God our Saviour, may the prayers that we offer you be a renewing of our contract to love one another even as Jesus has loved us.
We pray for the end of bitterness and violence in its many forms. Bless peacemakers, those who negotiate between nations or arbitrate within commerce and industry. Adjudicate in the courts, diffuse tensions in school playgrounds, and counsel conflicting parties within churches.
We pray for the effective, compassionate care of all who are sick, maimed, or severely handicapped, including ailing members of our congregation. Bless all who work in hospitals and other places of care, surgeons, physiotherapists, nurses, physicians, oncologists, psychiatrists, dietitians, social workers, dentists, pharmacists, and those staff caring for the dying.
We pray for the feeding of the hungry, the clothing of the destitute, the housing of the homeless, the reformation of prisoners, and the rehabilitation of those who have been addicted. Bless every agency, church, or government which is dedicated to the care of our disadvantaged sisters and brothers.
We pray for the provision of systems of justice that are truly fair, whether they are within our own land or in other nations. May those who are brought to court find equality before the law. Bless our legal system with insight and integrity, that the innocent may be exonerated and the hearts of those sentenced turn towards repentance and regeneration.
We pray for the church that we may love one another in practice as well as in prayer. Bless all efforts in worship, fellowship, and service to the community. May the world know, even in these times, that there is a grace at work in us, which is not our doing, but a gift from God.
Through Christ Jesus, our humble Lord. Amen.
In Christ there is no east or west, in him no south or north, but one great fellowship of love throughout the whole wide earth. In Christ shall true
of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. Amen.